Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Well, our first good news item for today is an arts and music good news item. I actually debated whether or not I should include this in the sounds good portion of the podcast where we talk about music, but as it's more sort of timely because it's related to the coronavirus pandemic, I thought, no, it's a little bit more newsworthy and still beautiful. At the time of recording this podcast episode, we are just on the other side of Easter of 2020, and everyone was in lockdown. So many church services were held online via streaming and things like that. And over in Italy, the legendary opera singer Andrea Bocelli did an online virtual concert at the Duomo di Milano, which is the largest cathedral in Italy. And it was just himself and the cathedral organist. And he performed several gorgeous songs, among them Ave Maria and Domine Deus. And he wound up with an a cappella version of Amazing Grace. Within one day of the broadcast, it had 27 million views. I think this says a lot about what we crave these days in the way of spiritual certainty and a sense of feeling connected to one another, our need for music and art and culture. I don't think there's enough that we can say about how important all those things are in times like this. Bocelli himself says at the intro of the video, and I think this is just beautifully said, "Thanks to music streamed live, bringing together millions of clasped hands everywhere in the world, we will hug this wounded earth's pulsing heart." I don't think I could add anything to that. Okay, it's time for today's good word. And today I am delighted to recommend to you basically my favorite author in the world. I had alluded to the fact that we were going to have a recommendation for this person in a previous podcast, and here we are. I cannot recommend highly enough the works of Douglas Adams, a great British comic writer and performer and speaker. He was an activist for the environment and for animal conservation, and sadly, we lost him far too young back in 2001. If you are unfamiliar with his name, you have probably at least heard of his most famous book, which was The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which was the first in a series of books that was meant to be just a trilogy, according to him, but wound up being a five-part trilogy, in his words. I'm going to recommend that you actually do start with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's considered a classic for a reason. It is science fiction comedy, but very, very smart and sophisticated. But still, as one of my teachers said once, still drop the book hilarious. And it is definitely that level of funny. I was introduced to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when I was in third grade, thanks to a friend of mine at school, and it is not an overstatement to say that it completely changed the way I looked at the world, and it certainly changed my sense of humor. Maybe you could say it actually gave me a sense of humor. But I was entranced with the way that Adams was able to be so funny and yet so smart. So anyway, all of that to say, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the first Douglas Adams book that I will be recommending, but there will be more. And here is our second good news item for today, and this comes to us from Milwaukee, and this is another good news in the face of coronavirus story. As we know, all across the country, people are really going above and beyond when it comes to generosity and kindness, and also in their support for healthcare workers and other frontline first responder types. And in Milwaukee, there is a local area bakery and cafe which is helping people donate to their local hospital and also supporting their own employees at the cafe. According to the local newspaper, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the whole idea started when a cousin of the owner, Molly Sullivan, who lives out of state, said that she wished she could get a takeout meal kit that Sullivan began selling when dining rooms were ordered closed in March. Her cousin asked if she could instead buy meals for a local hospital or police department, and that's where the idea came from. So Molly Sullivan put a donate button on her pastry shop's website under the shop tab, and donations started coming in at $15 a box lunch. Donors who are ordering 10 or more boxes can specify a particular destination, but other than that, the cafe groups them and donates 75 at a time to places like a hospital's emergency department or to the workers at the COVID-19 floor on one particular hospital. And according to the owner, in each of the first 2 weeks, between 150 and 200 box lunches have been delivered to 4 local area hospitals. And it's time now for Wonderful World, which is the part of the podcast where we travel the world virtually thanks to the marvels of modern technology. And our virtual tour today is of Israel and specifically Jerusalem. So there is a fantastic virtual tour that you can click into from YouTube that travels across the Israeli countryside and through parts of Jerusalem. And as the tour goes along, there's a direction control button in the corner of the screen, and you can use that to rotate the camera view as it goes along, which is, it's just amazing. It's amazing what we're able to do with technology now. And so this is a remarkable opportunity for us to visit one of the most important places in world history, Israel, and of course, Jerusalem. So I really encourage you to take some time and head over to the show notes for this episode. Find the link for the Virtually Israel virtual tour and scroll around, see what you can see, and enjoy this absolutely remarkable place. And so again, we're wrapping up the show with Sounds Good, which is my music recommendation portion of the show. And today's music recommendation is an all-time classic album that's been a part of my life since I was, I think, 19 years old. I am a swing dance teacher by trade. I've spent over 25 years of my life at this point teaching people how to swing dance and sharing my love and affection for swing music and all the culture that surrounded American pop entertainment in the 1930s and 40s. All of that to say, Benny Goodman Live at Carnegie Hall is a seminal album for your collection. Whether you like swing music and swing dancing or not, this is just top-notch music. It was, as the name would indicate, recorded live at Carnegie Hall on January 16th in 1938, and it was an incredible night of music. The band was in its in its greatest incarnation, as far as I'm concerned, you had members of the band who would go on to lead phenomenal orchestras of their own. Harry James was in the band at this point. Gene Krupa is on the drums at this point. It's just an incredible, incredible cast on stage that night. They play some of their greatest hits. They play some of their more obscure things. There are vocal numbers. There are numbers where it's the full orchestra. There are times where it's down to just the Benny Goodman Trio. There are times where they augment that with Lionel Hampton on the vibes and make it the Goodman Quartet. You get a little bit of everything, really. Now, when this album was initially reissued in the 1950s, the people responsible for it took the masters and they edited it as well as they could at the time for length and content and sound quality. Unfortunately, by our standards, they didn't do a terribly good job of that. Their remastering kind of got rid of a lot of the sound quality that we appreciate in vintage recordings. And they took out some songs that they didn't feel the sound quality was good enough, and they chopped a few others up. Anyway, the good news is that decades later, it got reissued in a much more complete format with much better sound remastering. And that is what you can download now. It is darn near like being in the room that night. You get the full concert, you get all of the applause in between, so you get a real sense of the time that the concert took and the flow of the energy in the room. It's well worth your time. And if you are already a fan of swing music and a swing dancer, if you haven't listened to this album before, you need to. It is a document of the time, unparalleled. And if you are familiar with the album, why not go back and listen to it again? You probably haven't heard the whole thing from start to finish in a while, so maybe today's the day. Benny Goodman, live at Carnegie Hall, January 16th, 1938. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.